Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
We're back with news and features. I'm Matt.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
We've got a pretty packed news and features for you today.
Oh yes, we have an interview.
Yep, about a really, really useful book.
For learning languages. And of course, we'll have our usual lesson lineup. And also, we will feature some apologies from ChinesePod. And now, let's get into the interview.
It's the interview with Susanna Zreisky, who wrote the book Language is Music. So let's check it out.
Hi, Susanna. It's such a great pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to have an opportunity to speak to you.
You just published a book, Language is Music. Tell us more about the book and how it will help language learners.
Sure. So the book is called, as you said, Language is Music, and it has over 70 fun and easy tips to learn foreign languages. And the way it will help people learn languages is that when we're babies, we listen for almost a year to our native language before we start speaking. And we have to listen first to a language to get used to the sounds, because every language has a range of frequencies. Mm. You know, language and music are, I think, in the brain, they're probably registered in very similar areas in the brain, but people usually don't think of it that way. And all language has musical rhythm to it. It has a melody. You may not like the melody. You may not like the sound of the music of the language, but it's there. Mm. People need to listen to music in the language that they're learning in order to get used to the ups and downs and the sounds and the timing of the language. So the book has tips on, first of all, how to listen to music in a language even before you decide to start speaking it. Mm. And one of my recommendations is just to have the music of the language in the background. Or, if, for example, if someone is in the United States and they want to learn Mandarin, well, they could have the Chinese news on the TV while they're dusting or cleaning the house.
It's not necessarily only music in the form of a song.
Yes, yes. It's not just music. I think music is one of the easiest ways, obviously, because for example, I had a roommate from Hong Kong, and this was back in like 1992, who used to play all sorts of music in Cantonese, and I remember Leon Lai, and I used to sing along in Cantonese because I would listen to it in the background, and I had no idea what I was singing, but I could sing the whole song. I mean, now I can't sing it because it's been so many years, but what I realized was that, you know, if you just listen to something long enough, you most likely are going to get the rhythm of the song. Mm. And then it's going to be much easier when you then go and learn the language.
Yeah. Is a book more about helping people gain what we loosely call a sense of the language? But obviously there is the pedagogical side to learning a language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I definitely don't discount the fact that people need to learn grammar. I mean, that's given. Now, when I went to Bosnia, I learned Serbo-Croatian or Bosnian, and I started learning the grammar. But because I speak Russian, which is another Slavic language, I was able to understand a lot just by listening. And I listened to a lot of music when I was there. I had the radio on all the time. So I was passively learning all of the time.
Mm. Your book is actually a collaborative effort between yourself and other language learners. You ran an online contest. Maybe you can tell us more about that. And is there any specific tip for learning Chinese?
That's a good question. I had a contest, and it was sponsored by ChinesePod and Praxis Language. And what I did was I let people mid-February to mid-April read my book online for free, and they could contribute their best language learning tips, and then the best tips were published in the book. There's nobody that had anything specific to Chinese, but some of the things that people came up with, which I had never thought of, was about listening to audiobooks. audiobooks in a language. So, for example, you could be listening to an audiobook in Chinese, and at the same time, you could be reading it in English or whatever language you feel most comfortable in.
Well, that's wonderful. And thank you very much for being
thank
on
you.
The show, Susanna. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Wow, she brings up some really, really poignant points.
That's right. And you know what? She sounds exactly like my sister-in-law.
Oh, really? How's that?
Well, they just have similar, almost identical voices.
Oh, really? Oh, sweet. Yeah, one of my favorite points was the fact that when you're learning a language, you should watch as much TV as possible in the target language.
But Matt, let me ask you, when did you start to watch TV in Chinese?
Well, I started learning Chinese in the year 2000, and I pretty much straight away started taping all the Chinese movies off TV. And I would actually sit there watching movies, telling everybody that I was studying, yet I was having so much fun.
But I have to say, this method works on certain people and not others, because when you're just beginning to learn, some people might find it too overwhelming to watch something in the target language.
That is true, but I kind of find that learning a language, the best way to do it is through immersion. So if you are not immersed in that language all day, every day, watching these movies kind of helps sort of simulate that immersion.
But anyway, I'm sure all of you have wonderful tips. So why don't you come to ChinesePod.com and share your most effective learning tips?
And I think one of her effective tips in her book was also to use ChinesePod, wasn't it?
没错.
We rock. But we must say goodbye.
Yes, thank you for listening. Have a good week.
再见.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.